Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, fully enlightened. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Honor to him, the Blessed One, the Accomplished One, perfectly awakened. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, fully enlightened. Hello, friends. I'm Venerable Nivato from Bodhnyana Monastery. We've got about half an hour to listen to some Dhamma, listen to some wholesome states, words of wholesome states, to cultivate the mind, to purify the mind. To avoid evil, to cultivate goodness, to purify the mind. This is the teaching of all Buddhas. How does one purify the mind? It is through letting go of greed, hatred, and delusion, and all states of mind associated with the three toxins. In the in the Eightfold Path, the fifth component, right effort, is letting go of unwholesome states, letting go of unwholesome states, and cultivating wholesome states. So let's to start off with, listen to some wholesome qualities. In order to have joy in life and to prime the mind for meditation, to cultivate joy, one way is to promote inspiration. The Buddha, a fully awakened being, the awakened one, was and is an inspiring being. Was an inspiring being. He was a Tathagata. He was a man who lived in India over 2,500 years ago. He was the perfect being. He was a fully enlightened being. An extremely inspiring being. By reflecting on the qualities of the Buddha, it's possible to find that inspiration, that joy, to prime the mind for meditation. So let's find the joy for the next 5 or 10 minutes by reflecting on some of the qualities of the Buddha. So I encourage you to listen to the following words in chant form. Listen with an open mind. Listen with a mind of acceptance, of without judgment. Listen to each word. Let it fill your heart, your mind, your entire being. Let it fill you with peace. Listen to the stillness between each word. Let the serenity of stillness nourish you. Ananda remarked to the Buddha, good friendship is half of the holy life. The Buddha replied, no, Ananda. Good friendship is the whole of the holy life. Why not imagine that the Buddha is right next to you? Whether you're walking, whether you're sitting, whatever you're doing, imagine and make the Buddha your best friend. Give 100% to your best friend, the Buddha. Let his numerous qualities inspire you. Inspire you to develop these qualities that are within each one of us. To develop them to the best of our ability. So imagine the Buddha beside you or inside your heart, inside your mind. Let go of everything else. Put down all burdens. Set all distractions aside. Savor this time. This time to spend with the Buddha. This time to be inspired. This time to be joyful. Let's celebrate our time together. Our time with the Buddha. Incomparable master of those to be trained, teacher of devas and humans. So please listen without judgment. Listen with patience. With Buddha. With Buddha. with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha. With compassion, with compassion, with compassion, with compassion, with compassion, with compassion, with generosity, with generosity, with generosity, with generosity. With generosity, with generosity, with virtue, with virtue, with virtue, with virtue, with virtue, with virtue, with compassion. With compassion, with compassion, with compassion, with compassion, with compassion. With kindness, with kindness, with kindness, with kindness, with kindness. With kindness, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha. With Buddha, with Buddha, with patience, with patience, with patience. With patience, with patience, with patience. with acceptance, with acceptance, with acceptance, with acceptance. With acceptance, with acceptance, with tolerance, with tolerance, with tolerance, with tolerance, with tolerance, with tolerance, with gentleness, with gentleness, with Buddha, 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 with tenderness, with tenderness, with tenderness, with tenderness, with tenderness, with tenderness, with unconditional love, 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 with softness, with softness, with softness, with softness, with softness, with softness, with inspiration, with inspiration, with inspiration, with inspiration, with inspiration, with inspiration. with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy. With Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with peace, with peace, with peace, with peace, with peace, with peace, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with serenity, with serenity, with serenity, with serenity, with serenity, with serenity, with stillness, with stillness, with stillness, with stillness, with stillness, with stillness, with wisdom, with wisdom, with stillness, with stillness, with wisdom, with wisdom, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with Buddha, with inspiration, with inspiration, with joy, with joy, Now that there is some joy in your mind, now that there's some mindfulness in your mind as well, from listening to wholesome qualities, by listening to the silence between the words, let's use this mindfulness. Let's use this joy to watch the breath. Ajahn Brahm says, inspiration is the glue that makes mindfulness stick to the meditation subject. So let's use this inspiration. Let's use this joy as the glue for the breath. Like the Buddha, make the breath your best friend. Care for it. Ajahn Brahm received an email. It goes something like this. Care like a teddy bear, with heart wide open. Love like a teddy bear, with eyesight and perfect. Forgive like a teddy bear, no matter who's right or wrong. And the following is a famous quote from Ajahn Brahm. Make peace, be kind, be gentle and patient. So, for the next 10 minutes, let's care for the breath. Whenever there's discomfort while watching the breath in the next 10 minutes, let's take Ajahn's advice. Make peace, be kind, be gentle and patient. Let go of everything. Let's just place our awareness solely on the breath. The in-breath and the out-breath. Choose where you want to watch the breath. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. This is good enough. You don't need to detect where the airflow is. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. No need to detect where the breath is. Breathe in. Do you know you're breathing in? That's good enough. Place awareness on this knowing. Breathe out. Place your awareness on the knowing of breathing out. This is good enough. This is one way of watching the breath. Another way is to notice the, on the in-breath, the air, the nostrils. And on the out-breath, the air, the nostrils. This is the second way. Choose what's comfortable for you. So watch each in-breath, watch each out-breath, watch each pause with care. Like you're spending time with your best friend, the Buddha. Watch each and every moment, watch each and every breath with care, with tenderness, with acceptance, with loving kindness. With patience. With joy. Give time with your friend. Give time to your friend, to the best of your ability, maybe even 100% of your effort. Spend time with your friend, quality time. Let's watch the breath now. Watch, observe. Sit back. If thoughts creep in, that's okay. Just acknowledge the thought. There go. Return your awareness to your best friend, the breath. Watch without expectation. watch with no wanting. Enjoy the moment as it is. It doesn't have to be perfect. The moment, however, whatever it is good enough. As Ajahn Brahm says, the Dharma heart is open to you, whatever you do, wherever you are. It is always open to you. So no matter how you're feeling, no matter what the breath is like, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, open your heart fully to it, like you would your best friend, like you would the Buddha. Give the breath 100% of your attention. Remember not to control your breath. Let the body do the breathing. Let the breath be natural. Simply sit back and watch. Be the observer, not the doer. Be the passenger, not the driver. Simply spend time with your best friend, the breath. Don't need to say anything. Don't need to do anything. Just be. Quality time with your best friend, the breath. Make peace. Be kind. Be gentle and patient. With Buddha, with Buddha, with the Blessed One, with the Blessed One, with the Perfected One, with the Perfected One. With the Exalted One, with the Exalted One, with the Worthy One, with the Worthy One, with the Sublime One, with the Sublime One, with the Master, with the Master, with Buddha, with Buddha. From the Dhammapada. Irrigators guide water. Fletchers shape arrows. Carpenters fashion wood. The tame, the wise tame themselves. So how do the wise tame themselves? Through purifying their mind of greed, hatred, delusion, to let go of unwholesome states and to cultivate wholesome states. To cultivate stillness of mind through meditation, so that wisdom can arise. Suffering, its origin, its cessation, the way leading to the cessation of suffering, the way to end suffering is the Eightfold Path. With right view, with right intention. With right speech, with right action, with right livelihood, with right effort, with right mindfulness, with right stillness, during this time of COVID lockdown, many of you are listening to Dhamma more, spend more time listening to Dhamma. Spending more time in meditation. Learning to be contented with what you have, which is less than what you used to have before the restrictions were put in place. The restrictions are lifting now. But don't forget the qualities you've developed and cultivated. While during the lockdown, can you continue to develop these qualities? Of patience, of contentment, of wanting little, of tolerance, of kindness, of mindfulness, of compassion. Of stillness. Do not let the quantity of each of these qualities decrease. When you go back to your previous way of life, remember the Buddha's words. To avoid evil, to cultivate goodness, to purify your mind. This is the teaching of all Buddhas. Remember to follow the Eightfold Path each and every day. Remember to find joy and inspiration every day. One way, like we did in the last half an hour or so, is through reflecting on wholesome qualities, qualities that the Buddha had to the fullest, qualities that each and every one of us can develop to the best of our ability. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. Nāti me saranaṃ anyaṃ, buddho me saranaṃ varaṃ, etena sācha vācena, soti me soti te hota sāpadaṃ. There's no other refuge. The Buddha is my foremost refuge. By this truth, may you and I be well. Nāti me saranaṃ anyaṃ, dhammo me saranaṃ varaṃ, etena sācha vācena, soti me soti te hota sāpadaṃ. There's no other refuge. The Dhamma is my foremost refuge. By this truth, may you and I be always well. Nāti me saranaṃ anyaṃ, saṅgho me saranaṃ varaṃ, etena sācha vācena, soti me soti te hota sāpadaṃ. There is no other refuge. The Sangha is my foremost refuge. By this truth, may you and I be always well. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.